In January, the city of Tampa received over $13 million from the federal government to buy and restore foreclosed homes, mostly in the West Tampa and Sulphur Springs part of the city. It came from the Neighborhood Stabilization Program, which Congress passed and President Bush signed into law last year to deal with the foreclosure crisis. Today in Tampa, the city council, acting as the Community Redevelopment Agency, committed to spending $1.1 million to buy and refurbish homes in East Tampa. Tampa resident Spencer Cass urged the CRA not to purchase those homes in East Tampa.
The staff just showed you in their own projections for the area that they expect over the next 2 years housing prices to fall. So basically the plan's going to be you're going to buy land and your own staff expects the price and value of it to go down. And then you're going to turn it over to people and still staff expects the value to go down. Next, you're going to set a lower base price for homes in the area. You're going to make it harder for the people who are already there to refinance. Because I can tell you, we do lending. As a lender, I look and I see what actual sales are in an area. So you're going to buy things at lower prices, which is what the plan is. I'm going to see that they're lower. Why would I go and refinance somebody now when they have less equity in the home?
Cass also said it would reduce the city's property tax collections and add more low-income people to an already depressed area.
I have nothing against affordable housing, but as your own staff has said in regards to other areas, you need jobs in these areas. Tampa was just rated as one of the 10 worst cities to find a job in. And there seems to be very little focus on creating new jobs and getting businesses open.
Mark Huey is the City of Tampa's redevelopment director. He responded by telling Cass that the city's investment in East Tampa has nothing to do with making more money for the Iorio administration.
This isn't a program about making money. We're not treating this as real estate investors. We're concerned about how foreclosed properties might create conditions of blight within neighborhoods. And so we are trying to intervene in that process. And our goal is not about whether we make money or do not make money in the program.
Huey said the city is purchasing roughly 30 to 40 properties in East Tampa, but not with general revenue funds.
The matching funds are coming from the housing, home, and SHIP dollars. And we're very excited to leverage those and not just have this be a $1 million program, but a $2 million program. So again, that's an important part of the property. The project, we will maintain our properties as we acquire them and assure that that's the case.
Ed Johnson is the CRA director for East Tampa. He said his department is using a similar type of program as the Neighborhood Stabilization Program for the East Tampa area and says the city will rent out the properties if they are not sold in rapid fashion.
Within 90 days, 90 to 120 days, the house isn't sold. We will allow the entity to rent the property so you do not end up having the property lay vacant for any particular long period of time.